Right now, there are a lot of budgets being proposed in towns and cities across Connecticut. And we got to go to Bridgeport, where there are a lot of people raising some eyebrows. The Board of Education earlier this week voted in favor of adopting a $106 million increase in the district's operations budget. This is a 36% increase. And we wanted to talk to Joe Sokolovic, a board member, obviously, but also the finance chair for the BOE. And he joins us now. Hey, Joe, how are you?
Hi, Melissa. Good morning. Once again, I'm not the finance chair right now. I'm the vice chair.
Why do I get this wrong every time, Joe?
Because I used to be the finance chair, and I probably talked the most finance about...
You do talk a lot of finance, so I always get that wrong. All right, fine. I'm going to write it down. I'm going to put it in my... Every single time I have you on, I'm so sorry. I am the worst. Okay.
No worries.
All right,
And to be clear, these are my personal views, not board stance.
Okay. No, but I think it's important, Joe. First of all, I want to just say that proposed increase, my understanding is it was more than double than what was proposed by the interim superintendent of schools, Dr. Royce Avery. So let's address what that money is for. And I guess first and foremost, was this kind of, we're just going to like shoot for the stars and see if we get, you know, any of it, or we kind of are going to shoot high and see if we meet in the middle?
No, actually, it's quite an audacious ask at 36%. That seems like, oh my God, 36%. How dare they? But let's look at what was lost to inflation over the last, since 2013. About 41%. We're asking for 5% below that, below the increased costs of inflation. So we didn't even ask for enough to catch up to inflation.
Fair. I mean, but we can't obviously ignore the fact that we hit a huge deficit not even 2 years ago in Bridgeport.
Actually, we've had a structural deficit for longer than that. We made the cuts we made from 2016 to 2020 totaled approximately 241 jobs. And the only reason we were able to stop cutting was because the COVID funds came and they were covering the structural. They would be able to be used to cover the structural deficit that we were being shortchanged every year. So we were able to forestall the cuts in 2021, 2022, and those few years where we had COVID money.
So, I mean,
and okay. Accumulated over time to increase the cliff,
right,
so to speak.
And I will say, overwhelmingly, the vote was a 6-2 in favor of it, with one abstention. So overwhelmingly, the board did agree that you kind of go big or go home on this budget.
Correct. Yeah, because our kids deserve more than the status quo. We've been living so long on the subsistence level in the city of Bridgeport. And not only the city of Bridgeport, the city of Waterbury, New Haven, Hartford. I hope they all come out with audacious asks like this, because we need our children in all these cities. Even rural districts have been struggling with inflation and all this time. And basically an underfunded school system. There's two Connecticuts in the state of Connecticut. Connecticut is often touted as one of the best education systems in the state. We're number three. We would be number one if we funded our inner city and rural schools at the same level as we did all the other schools.
So I and again, Joe, I'm certainly not knocking it. I agree with you. I think you know that I agree that Bridgeport doesn't get the attention it should. In fact, I try to highlight that as much as possible, that Bridgeport is just so, in comparison to the rest of Fairfield County, forget the rest of the state. If you compare Bridgeport to the rest of Fairfield County, it's like a whole other country. It's just like a whole other entity when it comes to, well, many things, but certainly education. And I don't understand that. I've never understood that. And so I love the idea of not sticking with the status quo. But again, I just have to reiterate, $106 million, where is that going to come from?
Oh, well, the state is actually sitting on, for last fiscal year alone, a $2 billion surplus. And we've been operating at billions of dollars of surpluses for the last few years. There are several ways. In the short term, let's not build surpluses on the backs of our inner city children. those surpluses are coming from somewhere. And obviously, education being the most underfunded, and even this year in Lamont's budget, being increased by only 2% when inflation is over 3%. That money is obviously coming from children. And it's obvious. Look at the school lunch program right now being the breakfast program being proposed by Ned Lamont at $12 million. That $12 million is being deducted from the regional education service centers and will be charged. Tuition will be higher to probably be passed on to the very schools that can't afford to pay tuition.
So this is really more of, I would think, and again, I don't want to put words in your mouth, Joe, but this sounds like it's more of a statement to the state of Connecticut.
It's basically Bridgeport-centric. However, what happens in Bridgeport is the same thing everybody else is experiencing. And talking to other towns and other cities and other localities, I've been popping in and out, and me and my colleagues been working with some groups, Connecticut for All, and we're all facing the same thing, and we're all trying to work together because why we're underfunded is because we as a collective, our legislators don't have enough numbers to swing a vote against the governor's budget. We do, however, have the votes to swing a governor. And there's an election coming up.
Yes, now, no question. And I'm glad that we're focused on that, because I agree. I think that this legislative session certainly is one that people should, well, you should always be keeping an eye on it, but definitely this year, because it's an election year, a gubernatorial year as well. Did you see, Joe, that the Connecticut Conference of Municipalities, they were talking about education cost share, the ECS funding, up at the state capitol this week? I thought of you.
Absolutely. I was watching. I see Dr. Avery had gone up as well. And I was very pleased. I was very pleased with that, with the ask. And I'm always most impressed with Mayor Elica. Mayor Elica had plainly said every year since I've been mayor, I've had to raise taxes to make up for the shortfall of state funding in education. And that's the problem right there. That's why we're so divided in the amount of money we receive in education, is because we rely way too heavily on property taxes to fund our schools.
Mm. Yeah. And so, I mean, I know that's something you've brought up too, Joe, that's been a real issue for Bridgeport is with the kind of the stagnant ECS funding. That's absolutely in the last decade, even more probably impacted Bridgeport schools.
Yes, and it's being recognized. It's being recognized actually across the aisles. There's several proposals being out there that they're working on. There's proposals from raising it $2,000 all the way up to $18,000 and change. And it might seem odd to some, but there's some proposals out of the Republicans that are to raise it to $18,600 and change to help alleviate the burden on property tax owners.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I did see that. So as I mentioned, again, Joe Sokolovic is here, vice chair of the Board of Education in Bridgeport, former finance chair. I do have to add that because I always get this wrong. But it is significant because you kind of are the money guy. I always think like, okay, Joe's talking about money. I'm keeping a close eye. As I mentioned, though, your increase of about 36% is more than double than what Dr. Avery had proposed. Have you heard from Dr. Avery? What was kind of his reaction to this?
Oh, he's it was all right. What's going on in the city of Bridgeport, and even with probably the two people that voted against, I don't want to put words in their mouth or whatever, but I kind of get it because we've been on a subsistence level for so long, and I've before in my history as well have asked for just what we need to avoid cuts, But it's time to just stop trying to avoid cuts. It's trying to start moving forward. I'm tired of our children not getting what they deserve. I've been tired of it for years, but this year it was just expressed a whole lot better with a new, fresh board. Who weren't used to just voting for subsistence levels.
Yeah, it was like definitely a different response from the Board of Education in Bridgeport. That also stood out to me as well, Joe. And so we will certainly see what happens with this. My understanding is the legislature's Appropriations Committee meeting is February 17th. And we know that Dr. Avery and others are going to be coming together to advocate for a more secure way of getting funding. And again, that is ECS funding, but that's also kind of taking the burden off of taxpayers so that we can put more money back into the education system for not just Bridgeport, but across the state. But in particular, quite an ask from the Board of Ed, but I think it sends a real message, and certainly we'll see what happens as the budget process moves on. Joe Sokolovic, I want to thank you for what you do and the entire Board of Education in Bridgeport, and I'm sure we're going to talk again really soon.